Here's a guy who's very funny, but he's lonely. He needs acceptance. Make him happy, won't you? Bob Saget, how about it? All right, Bobby, here we are now.
Thank you. Gosh, you're a wonderful audience. You really are. I'm not just kissing up. I'm really not. I swear, I'm slobbering all over you is what I'm doing, because I need you to like me real bad, because I have no act, and I have no life, and I have no future. I'm serious. My mom is Gumby, my dad is Pokey, and I'm Mr. Potato Head. So I talk real fast. If you have any drugs, take them now. I'm serious. I'm not funny, but I am quick. That's the problem I have with women, too. But it's good to be here. It really is. And you're a great crowd. I'm not just kissing up again. It's the second time I've done it. I just want to take a jacuzzi with you and throw in a toaster. I'm not kidding. I've never been this happy. But you're a great crowd, and I care about all of you individually. I just want to have sex with you right now. I'm serious. But I can. I'm working right now. But I'm a happy guy, because I got married. Married my girlfriend of 7 years. At her age, I'm going to jail. No, I did. I really am in love. I told her tonight, I said, when I come home, I want to make love to you badly. And she said, at least you don't overestimate yourself. But I'm nuts over her. She's this tall. It's my dad's joke. I'm sorry you laughed at that. I've lost respect for you. I really have. Everybody needs friends, you know? I had it rough when I was a kid. Never got to go to camp. My mom felt I'd get embarrassed undressing in front of little boys. But I've changed because I kind of like it now. That's not true. I'm no senator. But thank you very much. I never got to sleep over my friends' houses. Anybody get to do that? You slept over my friends' houses? I never got to. I said, Mom, why not? She said, Bob, you have no friends and you have no life and I'm not your mother, okay? But I love my mom and you can too for just $12. I'm sorry, that was easy. Let that go. I'm sorry. Don't applaud that. You're scum, buddy. You really are. I live in California now, which is nice, but I'm actually frightened to death of an earthquake. I'm really scared of it. Californians don't care. It's like, oh, look, the ground's opening up. There goes my house. There go my wife and kids. It's Miller time. I'm scared there's gonna be like a major quake and I'll be getting a vasectomy at the time. That's what I'm scared of, you know? It was a 7.3, but now it's a 4.1. But I won't do that, damn it, because I want to have a kid. I really do. But right now I'm in no position to have a kid because I'm standing up and I'm alone. But I want to have a kid, but we've been trying to have a kid. Well, my wife's trying, I just lay there. But I won't breastfeed, damn it, I won't do it. Men can breastfeed, did you know that? I read that. Okay, I made it up. No, I read it. I wrote it down and then I read it. I believe everything I read. Men can breastfeed, but you have to actually tape cans of evaporated milk to your chest. And give the baby an opener, you know? I remember when I was just a little baby, my mother was looking down and she said, Bob, you've had enough. And I said, don't act like you don't like it. You know, I was young, but I was a smart kid. But there's so much bad stimulus out there for kids. I was in a toy store recently. There's this new doll out. It's half man, half woman. It's called Gee, I Don't Know. You've been real nice. I had a good time. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bob Saget, huh? All right. Very good. Very good, Bob. Very good, baby. I tell you, it pays to be good. Don't pay much, but it pays.